Lili Nishmas Gershon Yosef Ben Yisrael Moshe. We are at the end of Simen Beis, and the Shulchan Aruch says that you're not allowed to walk Dalet Amos without a head covering. Why? Because of Kavod to the Shechina. A Jew is always supposed to have his head covered. The Gemara says in Masechah Shabbos, Daf Kuf Nun Vav, that cover your head in order to have extra Emsod Shemaya, for Yirah Shemayim. A Jew has to walk around knowing that there's something above him, Hashem, and the keeper helps to remind you of that. Nowadays, since it's become such a widespread minhag to wear a keeper, that everyone wears a keeper, so nowadays the poskim say that it's usur not to go around without to walk even less than Dalet Amos without a keeper because of the overwhelming strength of the minhag. Oh. Now, what about putting your hand on your head? So here it's as follows. When you're outdoors, putting your hand on your head is not enough. But indoors, you see from the Mishnah Berurah that if you cover your head with your hand, that's enough for this halacha of walking Dalet Amos, because you also have the roof over your head. So the combination of your hand and the roof is enough for this halacha. That's regarding walking Dalet Amos without your head being covered. But then there's the question of saying a bracha. And here it's more severe. It's usher to say a bracha when one's head is uncovered. And here the Mishnah Berurah says, covering your head with your hand, even indoors, doesn't work, and one shouldn't do that. Now, b'shas harchak, if you're in a pressing need, the example the Mishnah Berurah gives is, it's the middle of the night, and you want to take a drink, you can't find something to cover your head. So then, indoors, the Mishnah Berurah says, b'shas harchak, one can be mekil, and just cover his head with his hand, when he's indoors. But the Mishnah Berurah says, yoser tov linhog, it's better to do what? To pull your sleeve over your head, so you're covering your head with your sleeve, you know, with your beged. And normally nowadays, in the lives that we live, normally you should be able to find something to cover your head with, or to pull the sleeve over. So when it comes to saying a bracha, we're more strict, and one should really, really, the Mishnah Berurah says, be more careful and cover his head with his sleeve and not just put his hand over his head, even indoors. It's interesting, the Mishnah Berurah says, v'afilu b'eis hashena b'layla, that it's a midas chasidus to wear a kippah even when one's sleeping. He quotes this from the Shla. This is an interesting idea. It reflects a yisod, which is, we're supposed to be serving Hashem even when we're sleeping. And the way a person goes to sleep will impact a lot on the way he wakes up. If we go to sleep with a little bit of Yirah Shemayim, or a lot of Yirah Shemayim, there's a better chance we'll wake up with some Yirah Shemayim. So for a person to wear a kippah when he sleeps, and he knows he's going to sleep with the kippah on, is a very good idea. The Mishnah Berurah calls it Amidas Chasidus. People sometimes get a special kippah. The Nanach kippahs work for this pretty well, that stay on even when the person is asleep. Oh. Now, the beginning of the Se'if, the Shulchan Aruch says, Aser Leilich Bekoma Zekufa. A person shouldn't walk around standing fully, fully upright. What's the idea? A person shouldn't walk around in a way of gaiva. It doesn't mean you have to walk around hunched over. The Aruch HaShulchan says here, in Se'if Tes, Ein hakavana sheyelech shachuach. It doesn't mean you have to walk bent over. Elo yo yelech zakuf yoser midai bigaron natui keneg kederach hageim. Like with your neck stretched out the way the vali gaiva, the haughty people walk around. Some people walk around like with their nose in the air. They're clearly trying to show, I'm the best, I'm super chashuv, and that's not the way to walk around. A person has to always recognize he's under the Shechina. The Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Mefarshim on the Gemara, Shadochek Ragli Ashchina Kaviyachol. It's as if you're pushing against the feet, Kaviyachol, of the Shechina. You have to know that Hashem's always above you. You don't walk around like you own the world. You don't own the world. Hashem owns the world. And that's that halacha in Se'if Vav, not to walk around in a koma zakufa, which means with your neck stretched upwards, stretched out, as if you own the world. The Ramah concludes the siman, and the Ramah says, V'yargil atzmo lifnos boker v'erev. A person should train himself to get in the habit of using the bathroom in the morning and at night. Why? The Mishnah Berurah explains, so your goof would be naki at the time of Shema and Shemona Esrei. This we'll discuss at length, Bezat Hashem, when we get to the later simanim. When a person davens Shacharis, davens Maariv, Shemona Esrei, a person has to be a goof naki that he shouldn't have to use the bathroom. So you want to get in the habit of using the bathroom before davening in the morning and at night. That Bezat Hashem we'll discuss a little bit when we get to to Siman Gimel. Now regarding the head covering, so here there's an important comment from Rav Nevensol Shlita. He says if a person wants to not wear a kippah, in order that he should look like someone who doesn't keep the Torah, Eino Shomer Torah Mitzvos, that's usser. Now he says it's not mamash yarg vayavor, but it's close to that. That's Rav Nevensol's language. Isra karov lizeh, and therefore, even if you have a big yetzahara to go somewhere that's you're not allowed to go to, you shouldn't uncover your head, because that's almost yaharig vayavor. However, if it's mamish bikuach nefesh, or to save yourself from shema, then it's mutter. Mamish to save your life, it's mutter. Or like in the Holocaust, there were examples where a person had to pretend to not be Jewish to save his life. Those examples are mutter, but anything other than that, it's usser. He calls it karov. It's close to yaharig. Al Yavor. Oh. In Siman Gimel, the Shulchan Aruch talks about how to act in a bathroom. A person has to know, even in a bathroom, again, there's the Hashem is everywhere. We saw before that one's allowed to be unclothed in a bathroom because that's the accepted, that's the norm. That's what's supposed to happen there. However, a person should be tzanua in a Beis HaKisei too. And the Shulchan Aruch says, V'yigala atzmo ad sheyeshev. And you should try to only uncover oneself when necessary. And that's the general thrust of the halachas in Siman Gimel, that even in the bathroom, one should try to keep the uncovering to the minimum. Obviously, one should not get his clothes dirty or the bathroom dirty. But one should not walk around unnecessarily uncovered in the bathroom. And that's the general thrust of what we'll learn in Siman Gimel, and that's what the Shulchan Aruch says here, V'yigala atzmo ad sheyeshev. Now here, there's a pretty long bare halacha, and he talks about the importance of building bathrooms, usable bathrooms, for the public. See, nowadays we have indoor plumbing, and it's much, much more convenient. It's much, much, much more tsanua than it used to be. But in this context of the importance of building public bathrooms, the Mishnah Berurah mentions a few ideas. And one of them is that, you see, when you didn't have an easily accessible, convenient bathroom, so people would be lazy, and they wouldn't always go use the bathroom, even when they wanted to daven. And we're going to see later that if a person has a pressing need to use the bathroom, then Shemona Esrei doesn't count. Tfilasa Toeva. If a person has a pressing need to use the bathroom where he can't wait more than 72 minutes, then Shemona Esrei doesn't count. So the Mishnah Berurah says a person without an easily accessible bathroom might be a little lazy, be a little mako, and otav when he needs to use the bathroom. And then the Mishnah Berurah says he has kama meot. You say Hashem's name in brachos hundreds, levatola. And then he mentions other ideas as well. So, as far as lemaisa for us, this means, this we'll discuss again more, Bezat Hashem, just as a lemaisa example for us, you go on a tiyul with your school. So when you're planning a tiyul, so you're going to plan a time for mincha, So you want to work it out. When you're on a tiyul, you're not always around in an easily accessible, convenient bathroom. You want to try to plan your tiyul that the time that they daven mincha is when they stop at a place where there's a conveniently accessible bathroom that people can use. Because you want to make sure people use the bathroom before they daven mincha. So sort of a halacha lemaisa application of this comment of the Ber Halacha would be that if you're an administrator, if you're a teacher, and you're planning a tiyul, and you're working out where to go, and when to eat, and when to stop. So in our tiyulim, we work out when to daven. So you want to make sure davening happens in a place where a bathroom is accessible as well. Okay, we'll stop here.